streets, the hustlers and drug dealers. If you question who we be, just tell them that God with us.
We gon' take it up. I like red letters over trap beats, the fix is in.
Music blasting for the black sheep, yeah, serious. They like how you build and still breaking all their barriers.
Tell them, turn me up. DJ Focus Dice Gamble, this one for the hustlers.
This one for the CEOs that used to be the customers. Knew it was gonna be big when winning season seemed impossible. Woo! Coming live on your radio.
What they want?
That real and raw.
How they get it?
DJ Focus.
What we doing?
Making music, reaching the corner. And it's all for the kingdom.
And we gonna make sure they know it.
Woo! Coming live on your radio.
What they want?
That real and raw.
How they get it?
DJ Focus.
Making
music, reaching the corner, and it's all for the kingdom.
And we gon' make sure they know it.
We gon' take it there. I like red letters over trap beats, the fix is in. DJ Focus, tell him turn you up. DJ Focus, tell him turn you up.
Yes, sir. You tune back into The Fix, your source for faith infused hip hop, R&B, and poetry. It's your boy DJ Focus checking in.
And it's your girl Dice Gamble in the building checking in on this tiptoe Tuesday.
Better tip on toe, huh?
Tip on toe. Okay, if he woke you up, tip it on your toes, you know, give him some praise today. Okay, on your tiptoes. Tiptoe praise.
Tiptoe praise, Lord help me. That's a t-shirt, Dice. That's the next t-shirt, Dice. Tiptoe praise.
You write it down.
Yeah, you ain't got a tiptoe praise in your sha-na-na. You wasting your time. Get you a tiptoe praise. Y'all know y'all be tiptoeing when y'all wake up in the morning. Listen, y'all wake up to our voices, and y'all know y'all just be, you know, swinging y'all feet down and putting them on the floor and, you know, making your way to the restroom, because that's what most people do early into mountain.
Yeah.
And, you tiptoeing.
You do tiptoe.
Yeah.
Well, I tiptoe because I don't need to wake my husband up, because he's not a morning person. Let me just put it like that. Nah, he's not at all. So it is the tiptoe. It's hard when you live with somebody, especially if you're married. I don't know. Maybe y'all got this down to a science. I don't know.
I just go back to sleep. It don't bother me. I just go back to sleep. Yeah.
I'm kind of a light sleeper, but anyways, tiptoe Tuesday. All right. Shout out to those who tiptoe.
Mm-hmm.
When they get up.
Yeah, shouts out to those who tiptoe. Listen, come on and get up and have some great conversation with your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Listen, we pushing prayer to a new level this year. We want y'all to really grow in the Word, grow in your prayer life. Listen, you need to be more spiritual. Ooh. So I say that all to say is we need to think, we need to act more spiritual.
There you go.
Activate all your spiritual senses. You ain't know you have spiritual senses. Go ahead and Google that. And look that up. There's actually five spiritual senses. So look up your spiritual senses and make sure you activate those things every single day. So I want to make sure we go to a new level
this year.
So,
that's good.
Shouts out.
You
know what I'm saying, Dice? Everybody ain't been saved like you always, Dice. I know you've been saved a long time.
I'll be honest with you. I have been saved a long time, and I'm quite proud of that. I'll be real with you. I took the chair when I was five. For those of you who, went to a church where you had to go take the chair, walk down front in front of everybody, confess all your sins. But, I haven't been doing it right. But I've always loved the Lord. That's the one thing I can say. Even through all my sin. Mm-hmm. I have always loved the Lord. I attribute that to my grandmother. She told me one time, she said, no matter what you're going through, you can always call on Jesus.
You can.
The day she told me that, I was like, oh, this Christianity thing's a ramp. I was like, so you telling me no matter what? And true indeed, she was right.
And that's a beautiful thing, because a lot of people think, because maybe they don't live the lifestyle that they should be living right now, that it's out of their reach. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they still can't pray, that they still can't, you know, fight the fight, mm-hmm. you know, because it's a struggle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why we transparent on here, because, it is a struggle to get, you know, start doing right. So don't beat yourself get on the track as soon as you can.
As soon as you can.
Yeah.
Quick, fast.
Once again, you tuned into The Fix. And, we got to go to a break, and we'll be right back. I promise you. Get this music in your spirit. Yeah. Keep it locked. But get this. Shouts out to Lecrae. We still champion our brother Lecrae off them Grammys. Get this Your Power in Your Spirit featuring Tasha Cobbs. Mm. You tuned into The Fix.
The Fix is in.
Shouts out to Swoop and Scooty Wop. That's Scooty off of, that new Swoop and John O project. We Go On. That project is amazing. It speaks to grief and mental health to a whole nother level. And yeah, Swoop went out there and got Scooty Wop. He got a Scooty Wop feature where Scooty Wop just sang it. So shouts out to Scooty Wop. He's super talented, Dice.
Yeah. We've been
talking about that young man for at least the last year and a half. And to see his growth, to see everything he's been able to accomplish, and to see him be able to be signed on a major. Shouts out to KB for, you know, recognizing and helping him to get that deal, what he has on with Capital Christian. I'm praying they re-sign him. I know he came on here, and when we interviewed him, he was saying, I think it was a 5 or 6 song single deal. Then he would have to work on a bigger deal. So I'm praying he gets re-signed and he continues to put out this fire. But yeah, he got next. Everybody knows Scooty Wop is one of new artists. I mean, new up and coming artists, producers who got next. He's super talented. Yeah.
I love Scooty Wop. It's been fun watching him grow. I'll be real with you. I mean, I ain't no shade, but I saw that a long time ago. I was like, this dude about to be Dr. Dre.
You did. You did say it. No, yeah. I said it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very clear.
I was like, this is what's about to happen.
Yeah.
So it's exciting. I'm really happy for him and his new wife. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. Shouts out Avery.
Yeah.
Yes. He just freshly married and they still living that honeymoon.
I love that.
I tell everybody that first year is the honeymoon.
Yeah.
Boy, that's when you.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is beautiful. Yeah. Ain't beautiful to find each other. You know,
I'll be real with you. The whole thing's beautiful. Don't y'all be out here listening to the enemy or people that have been so hurt. It's like marriage is a beautiful thing. Is it work? Yes. But it is probably one of the most beautiful things you could ever do on the planet.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. As long as you got God involved and both of y'all believe in
him. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Shout out to
that part.
Because it ain't going to work if y'all don't believe in God. Because to your point,
that part.
When it get hard, that's when you got to lean on the Lord.
That's right.
Not on Tyrone and not on Keisha.
There you go.
I'm just saying. Keep Tyrone and Keisha out y'all marriage because they gonna work too long if you tiptoeing over Keisha's house and over Tyrone's house talking about my husband ain't doing, my wife ain't doing. Oh, good luck. You're right.
Y'all don't do that.
Yeah. The devil will show up. They do it, Dice. The devil will show up, won't he? He'll show up. You mess around and you know.
That's crazy.
They got little jokes. Shouts out. No, I got to say this. I used to work at shouts out to Case Western Reserve University, prestigious university, known for just putting some of the best doctors in the world out. And I worked in biological research. I told this story before for almost 22 years. I'm sorry, 19 years before I gave it up and, you know, started doing some other things, radio, some other things. But they used to have this saying where jokers who was in relationships, they might have not even been married, but they did have a live-in boyfriend, girlfriend. They be talking about, oh, you my work husband. You my work wife.
Mm.
I look, I say, what? So, you know, it threw me off, Dykes. I say, wait a minute. Time out. What in the world is a work husband and a work wife? Because I've never heard anything like that for me in myself.
I mean, I've heard of it, but.
Oh, no, it's a real thing.
Not in my space.
No. These people is tripping. Mm-hmm. I say, you just allowing room for the enemy to step in. Shame. I just tell them, I say, you just going to allow for the enemy to come in. I say, you clearly are saying you flirting with this woman. You flirting with this man. You want to sit, have lunch with him every day and talk these little giggles and start getting intimate conversations. Mm. You think the enemy ain't going to creep in and tell y'all eventually go to that hotel? Because that's how usually how it end up. I'm just being honest. Or the backseat of the Jeep.
I ain't even got to wait for the enemy because there's something called a hollow point bullet. And it's a type of expanding bullet. And it expands on impact, and it has any type of soft target look that you target. It's used for controlled penetration. And all I'm saying is, it is definitely going to cause some collateral damage.
I didn't say this was your life.
You can work husband all you want. Like I'm just letting you know, you ain't gotta wait for the devil. You ain't gotta wait for the enemy. Like you won't have to wait. Like trust me, these things.
It's over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm here for it. So don't play with it because everybody don't play fair. You know what I'm saying? Like Everybody That's don't true. Play fair. And I'm definitely one of them psycho, like, no, and you can finish the rest of it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. But y'all need to stop interfering in people's marriages, man. This is something that God has ordained. You know, if it's a God-driven marriage, you know what I'm saying? That thing has been consecrated. So, and there's something that couple has to do together. And you guys need to honor that. You know what I'm saying? And here's the deal. You might be attracted to somebody, but you know what? You need to love God more than you're attracted to somebody's mate who's already committed. You know what I'm saying? Like, God, I love you more. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to ruin that. Yeah. Homewreckers. Stay at home.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Homewrecker. I mm-hmm. like that too as well. And shouts out to the people that's devoted to their spouses.
Yeah, shout out to the committed folks. 30 years marriage.
Yeah, yeah.
40 years mm-hmm. married. 50 years. I cannot wait. We talk about it all the time. Like, man, I can't wait to be like 80 with you where we can be like, oh, we've been married for 50 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be so much fun. Oh, my goodness. So, anywho, I don't know. We got to bring back that excitement.
We're coming up on 24 this year. We're coming up on 24 yep. this year. Yeah,
that's
I
awesome.
Can't wait.
Y'all been married twice as long.
That 25, we going to ball. We going to ball. We already said we throwing a party. We going to throw a party somewhere on the island or something.
Got to do it.
Like
celebrate. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Yeah. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Listen, we have an amazing show for y'all. Y'all know what y'all tap in for. When I tell y'all, Dice got that real talk conversation for y'all. She tired of y'all. She tired of y'all talking about the devil made y'all do
lying.
It. She tired.
Y'all lying too much. When we were coming up, we could only say you're telling a tale. We couldn't say lying or like we could say fibbing, but y'all just straight up lying on the devil now. Like, I don't know. If I was the devil, I'd probably be mad at y'all because y'all just making up stuff too much. You know what I'm saying? So no, we're going to talk about it and we're going to have a conversation about this accountability idea. And is it really the enemy making you do something or is it you? Like, have you gotten into a routine or a habit and now you just do it, but you constantly blaming the devil? Every time something happens in your life, are you constantly blaming the devil when it could be your lack of planning or your lack of, you know, whatever? So it's going to be iron sharpens iron today. Tiptoe Tuesday. We will not be tiptoeing into this. We're going to be running all the way in. We're going to be running all the way in. Yeah, it's going to be good, though. It's going to be good.
Yeah, please take some notes and hold yourself accountable because, listen, it's time to step up and do the right thing. When I tell y'all that spiritual detox hit different, listen, we had an opportunity to sit down with one of the directors for Put the Guns Down, The World Epidemic. This movie speaks to everything gun violence and mental health. Shouts out to Terry Carney will be joining us today. He also, Ice-T is a director on this movie, executive director on this movie too as well. And again, it talks about the gun violence in, of course, Watts, South Central LA, the Bay Area, and how, you know, enough is enough. We need to take our communities back. So you don't want to go nowhere because, yes, we need to have this conversation on gun violence, black on black killing, especially in the inner city, and how we get better and how the men start stepping up. Shouts out to the men who really want to walk and get back in their community. That's one thing I will say, you know, even when I was in my community, even though I was doing wrong sometimes, some things I didn't let slide. So, like, some things I'm like, no, we ain't doing that. Now, we might do some of this. Yeah. Let's be very clear. But that, no, we protect our babies. We protect our kids. And the kids is in this neighborhood, make sure they're safe. Make sure they stay out the streets so they don't get hit by cars. That was big in our neighborhood, making sure the little kids didn't play in the streets because, unfortunately, you have people speeding down the streets sometimes. You have people under the influence sometimes rolling down the streets, just being honest. And the little kids can, you know, can get hit. So we always make sure when we sat on the stoop, we would get the kids. Get out the street. Come on, ride your bike over here on the sidewalk. Come on the parking lot back here in the complex back here and ride around in the circle back here. So again, you know, we need to make sure we're vocal in our communities. And yes, Terry Carney will be joining us to talk about the gun violence in California, South Central, LA, and Watts and Bay Area, everywhere over there. And yeah, shouts out to him. So that's going to be a great convo. Of course, you know, come on now. The Faith and Sports Report has been amazing. Dice got that quick fix. You know, you already know that thing about to be off the hook. And we got all the hot music. So step up. We got 4 hours of entertainment, laughter. Listen, real talk conversations. Listen, it's time to go to a new level. Keep it locked. You're tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
I'm
I'm Dice Gamble from The Fix, and this is your news in 90. Ever thought about adding a renewable water source to your home? Hydro panels may be the thing for you. Hydro panels use energy from the sun to convert water vapor in the air into clean, safe, quality water for you and your family without electricity from the grid or an additional infrastructure. With a two-step water process keeping many pollutants in the air from getting into your water, Source has a built-in air filter that keeps particulates and other debris from finding their way into your water source. For more information, go to source.co today. If you're looking to feel more confident when it comes to managing your finances, Capital One may be the place for you. Capital One is partnering with Khan Academy to help bring free financial literacy courses to anyone who wants to get better at managing their finances. Khan Academy's financial literacy course breaks down the complex financial concepts that affect us in our day-to-day lives and makes it easy to understand. Everything from budgeting, saving money, credit cards, to debt, retirement planning, and much, much more. Khan Academy's financial literacy course is self-paced and completely free. For more information, go to CapitalOne.com/learn-to-grow/money. And if you're planning your vacation early but want to make sure the country you visit is super safe, well, we got a list for you today. Switzerland comes in at number 1, Sweden at number 2, Canada number 3, Finland number 4, Denmark number 5, Austria number 6, Norway number 7, New Zealand number 8, the Netherlands number 9, Belgium number 10. For more information on traveling safe, go to usnews.com today. I'm Dice Gamble, and this has been your News in 90.
Ooh, we, that's that new Bobby Storm. Featuring Dream Dial and Friday. We can't forget Remix. Shouts out to our sis Bobby Storm. We got to get her on the show, Dice.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, it's time to talk to her. She's making hot music. She's doing collabs with mainstream artists. And she sings in a little bit of every genre too as well. Mm-hmm. She used to be in the Trap House Choir. A lot of people don't even know that about Bobby Storm. I believe it was 2 Chainz and somebody else had the Trap House Choir. And I know she did some selections in that too as well. So. Listen, you're tuned back into The Fix. And come on, Dice. What is it? National what day today?
Come on now. It's National Frozen Yogurt Day. Okay. So this is a healthy, fun day for all of you who love, frozen yogurt. It's that sweet, delicious treat. It's a staple now, typically in these shops all over the world and definitely in some people's freezers. But frozen yogurt sales are up, by the way, because the world is being more conscious when it comes to eating. But listen, you can top your yogurt with everything from berries to granola to whatever sauce you name it. And it's just going to be healthier than eating regular ice cream. This thing blew up in 1970s and not long after 1970, Danone kind of put their staple or their stamp on this yogurt thing. But the way that you can observe this day is get you some yogurt, whether you go to a shop, buy you some from the grocery store, take a picture and hashtag National Yogurt Day. It is a sweet way to celebrate, and I think you should be celebrating, period, like every day of your life. And what a way to do it with frozen yogurt. And guess what? Less calories. 1.5 cup of yogurt, vanilla, is like 117 calories. You cannot beat that. You can't beat that.
The Lord knows I'm going to get some today.
And it's good.
I'm going to get me a quart.
It's delicious. Yeah, it's beautiful too.
You know, the only other thing I like besides the frozen yogurt is that sorbet. The
sorbet goes hard too.
That sorbet goes hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh my goodness. That's good.
Well, listen, enjoy. This is the first day I'm gonna tell y'all and enjoy and indulge because yeah. Please take a picture. Yes. Listen, coming up next hour, don't touch that dial. Our spiritual detox hit different. We're going to have one of the directors from the World Epidemic movie, Put the Guns Down, that speaks to everything when you talk about gun violence and mental health and how we need to address it. So listen, you might as well get on X, text somebody, tell them, wake up. This is a conversation we need to have. There's going to be some gems. I know it's going to be dropped in this interview that we need to discuss. We need to share. Shouts out to all the real men who are really involved in their community and walking through their neighborhoods and really talking to maybe some of the youth or maybe some of the adults who are walking around and maybe, doing some things they ain't got no business doing. So, yeah, this is going to be powerful. This movie was directed by not only Terry Carney, it was also executive producer, I believe, is Ice-T is executive producer on this too as well. But Terry Carney will be joining us this morning. So, keep it locked for that. You know, our brother Justin Adams is coming up with that Faith in Sports report, and we got much, much more. Let's get back to this music right now. Turn your radios back up.
I'm Justin Adams, and this is your To Fix Faith in Sports report. Super Bowl week is here, and one of the players who will be looking to win their first ring is San Francisco 49ers defensive end Eric Armstead. The 9-year veteran had 5 sacks and 27 tackles for the 49ers this season. He also added 5 tackles in 2 playoff games. Standing at 6'7", 290 pounds, he is a towering figure not only on the field, but also off of it. He's been the San Francisco 49ers nominee for the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award, and it's an award given annually to commemorate a player's excellence on the field and commitment to philanthropy and community off of it. Eric helped to create the Armstead Academic Project in 2019, which helps to fund educational and health programs for underserved youth in the Sacramento and Bay Area. Now, so far, this program has raised more than $2 million. Not too bad. Back in 2020, he was also in Super Bowl 54, which that game was also against the Kansas City Chiefs, and he talked about just how God has been growing him during that season.
I think this year, you know, the biggest thing for me has been trying to find how he wants to use me and how I can glorify him in what I do and use my platform and, you know, resources to bless others and glorify him. So that's a process that I've been going through.
Thanks to Sports Spectrum for the soundbite as Eric Armstead and the San Francisco 49ers will take on the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 58 on Sunday. And also, the announcement of the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award will be given on Thursday night. I'm Justin Adams, and this has been your To Fix Faith in Sports report. Now back to DJ Focus and Dice Gamble, as The Fix is it.
Welcome back, DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source of faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. It's time for our spiritual detox, and when I tell y'all in for a treat, we talk about, you know, having real conversations with movers and shakers who are really trying to have an impact and really change the community and change the narrative. We talk all the time on here about black-on-black violence and crime and just everything that goes into sometimes the inner city. We know with a lot of that crime and a lot of that killing comes, you know, the conversation about guns and gun control and everything that goes into, you know, that Second Amendment of being able to bear arms and how we use that a little loosely or don't even use it at all. So I'm excited because today we got somebody, I really want to call him a pioneer because he is doing something that I haven't seen it done. Him as well as another, he's one of the directors on this film that is going to be very impactful when you talk about gun violence, gun control, everything about guns. So without further ado, help me welcome in the super talented director, Terry Carney. What's going on, brother?
Hey, how you doing, Focus?
Man, listen, I'm excited to have you, man, and have a real conversation. I'm serious. I'm here in Ohio, and we have an issue here, specifically Cleveland, Ohio. We have a very big issue with gun violence and a lot of things going on. So I was excited when I heard you and Ice-T was working on this film, man. So first, man, you know, just give the people a little backstory of how you even got into directing.
You know, that's a funny story. Actually, my son, he wanted to do a historical documentary, which would be on, you know, Los Angeles street gangs, the Crips and the Bloods, and, you know, feature a lot of the OGs and stuff that's actually started this out here in Los Angeles in South Central. And, you know, as we move forward with doing that, man, every time we turned around, it was 5-6 killings here, 5-6 killings there. And, you know, a lot of the brothers that I was tied into, which are OGs, you know, they're community activists. They actually work all the area of South Central, you know, from the Crips to the Bloods to the Mexican Mafia to the Samoans, everything, right? Mm-hmm. So I started talking to some of the OGs and I was like, well, you know, we really got to do something about this problem here in South Central. So I talked to my son and I said, well, instead of us doing it on gangs, let's try to help the community and better the community by, you know, stopping some of this killing that's going on, you know, and work with some of the brothers that's working, you know, in that direction. So we started filming a lot of the OGs that's working in the community, trying to heal the community and stuff like that, getting them on film, which these OGs that's actually in our film is actually historical OGs, which they started the Crips, they started the Bloods, they started the Mexican Mafias, they started the Samoan gangs and stuff like that. And we all kind of bonded together and said, enough is enough. So I started filming some of the OGs and allowing these brothers to say what they wanted to say and, you know, coming up, trying to come up with solutions. And actually, we gave the whole history in this film. The name of the film is called Put the Guns Down, A World Epidemic. And what we did was we developed it by showing the history of what took place here in L.A. Because, you know, in order to get to the root of the problem, you got to figure out where we come from. Correct?
Correct.
So we gave our history, and then we talked about a lot of the problems that goes into, you know, our urban areas, from the drugs to the street gangs to the music that we listen to, you know, mental health. And, you know, we also explored into, you know, families that lost loved ones, you know, and we gave some of the solutions of what we're doing out here in South Central Los Angeles, you know, and we can't tell somebody else how to straighten out their communities or their neighborhoods until we figure it out for ourselves. So I got with Ice, which me and Ice, we've been together for over 40 years, mm-hmm. you know. So our friendship was there, and I said, hey, Ice, you know, man, I done came up with this idea, this plan, and I'm gonna need you to back me all the way. And Ice is like, this, say no more. You know, we filmed OGs, and this was a 4-year project.
Wow.
And I hate to tell you this, but Nipsey Hussle was supposed to, we were supposed to film Nipsey Hussle on Saturday. Nipsey got killed on a Tuesday.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how crazy it was. But we have a lot of the L.A. hip-hop OGs that's involved with the project. Not only Ice-T, we have Spice One, we got Cocaine, X-Rated. That brother did 26 years flat, you know, for murder, got out, and he's doing marvelous things right now. You know what I'm saying? Doing a lot of positive things. That brother was dropping records every year that he was incarcerated. And man, he's a good product of our community. You know what I mean? You know, he turned his life around, and we could do that if we stand up as men and take our communities back. You know what I mean? See, we can't keep just hiding and saying, well, you know, that little dude over there is doing this and that, whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. But what is you going over there doing and telling this little brother? Are you putting a gun in his hand and telling him to go out there and put it down for the set? Or, you know, are you trying to give him a lane to where he can go out here and be productive and become somebody and then lead some of his homeboys into being productive? So that's what we're trying to do out here in South Central. And I know you guys is having problems out there just as well as we are. Chicago's having problems. Every state is having problems. This is a problem that it's going to take the community to step up really and say enough is enough and start working these lanes to taking back our kids. See, these are our kids out here doing this murdering and all this chaos that's going on. You as a father, when do black fathers get scared of their own kids, or black mothers? You know what I'm saying? That Absolutely. Mentality we have to fix. When I was growing up, I remember the times when, you know, if I did something down the street, my neighbor's father would snatch me up and he probably roughhouse me, carry me home. And then he'll tell my father what took place. And then I have to deal with him and my father. So you basically got two or three fathers in the community. But now our people won't step up to the plate where they don't want to and help out.
What do you think happened, Terry, in your honest opinion? I know you've been, you know, you had a chance to, you know, you've been around a long time, but also just in your conversations as you go into the communities and you're asking these questions about, you know, because I'm pretty sure, you know, I know you see a lot of the gangbangers or some of the young up and coming, you know, people in the neighborhood that you're trying to correct. Have you ran across some of the male figures, some of the male leaders too, as well, while you have been filming this movie and having this conversation with them saying, you know, what do you need? Are you not here? Are you not seeing what's going on in, you know, your blocks right here in front of your face? Like, have you had conversations with some of the male parents and male figures in the communities?
See, that's a beautiful question right there. And I'm not trying to just plug this film, but this film have the male figures in every neighborhood that have stepped up to the plate. Each of these brothers have, you know, they have history. They probably done did 30, 40 years for this, that, and the other. But they done turned their lives around and they done came back to the community. And these brothers is very active soldiers that's in the community. That's zero tolerance with, you know, kids doing whatever they want to do, and they making sure it's working in our community. And that's what this film is about. It's going to show you the directions and solutions of what South Central is doing right now to that's working in our community. And see, our game plan is once this film is released for the public, I'm not supposed to talk about this, but I'm looking to do a multi-series and move from state to state and show what's going on in every state and bringing the communities together and trying to find out what solutions we can come up with together in your community in Memphis, in Chicago, whatever it is. See, one thing about us, we street soldiers. I have a team of probably like 200 that's real street soldiers and did 30, 40 years in a penitentiary and out here standing with me. And, it's a beautiful thing. So we want to create a lane to where we can move from. We can show you guys, like you in Cleveland, we can show you what we're doing in South Central Los Angeles, you know. Maybe it works for you, maybe it don't. But what we can do, we can sit down with you brothers and your different community activists and come up with a game plan and implement that game plan and make that work for you guys. But we can't give up. You know what I mean? We got to stand with our 10 toes to the floor and make it work.
Yeah, that's real. That's real. Listen, you tune into The Fix. Listen, we got to go to a quick break. Don't touch that dial. We got director Terry Carney on with us, and we're talking about Put the Guns Down, the World Epidemic. This film, it hasn't been released yet, but we still got a few more questions for Terry that I know he gonna answer. So keep it locked. You tune into The Fix. You know The Fix is in. Back. Welcome back, DJ Focus. You tap back into The Fix. Listen, we still got director Terry Carney on with us, and we're talking about, this movie that him and Ice-T directed, Put the Guns Down. It has not been released yet, but they are working on that and getting it to all the major outlets for everybody to see. But Terry, come on, man. You've been talking some great stuff, and I appreciate you taking the time to really have a heart for the community, for your people, and just go into your communities and say, yeah, enough is enough. What do you think... what's your expectation when you guys finally come to all the agreements and get this thing into the movie theaters, or whether you stream it or whatever? What do you want people to take away from this movie? Like, what's that one thing that you want people to know that this is what this movie, this series was for?
Well, the one thing is, I'm going to tell you, when you sit down and you really watch this movie and you watch it from beginning to end, it's going to hit you right in the heart. You know, if you watch the movie from beginning to end, it's very, very educational. And I'm not excluding nobody else's race, but for the Black race and Black history, this film should be shown worldwide. I know it's about South Central, but this film right here, it needs to be shown worldwide right now, because this is Black History Month. And what it's going to do to you, it's going to make you say, wow, because it's about gun violence. It's showing, and this is how you could take this and implement it into your own community, because you're watching babies dying every single day in your community. You're watching babies dying in all the other communities here in the United States. It's the same thing. You see what I'm saying? We all saying enough is enough, whether I'm in Cleveland, whether I'm in Chicago or whatever. But it's going to take men like me and you, especially Black men. Hmm. See, this is my thing. I don't care what state I go to. My people is my people. And that's you guys. We brothers. So if I can't come over there and help you with the situation that you're dealing with, then I'm not being the man I'm supposed to be. So I got 200 brothers that's going to come and support you with whatever it is, the cause is that we need to take care of to get, you know, to stop the killing. You know what I mean? So Absolutely. What I want you to take from this film, I just wanted you to educate yourself with what's really going on in the community, because that's what we're showing. We keeping it 100. You know, a lot of these executives and people that's caught up into like these different networks and stuff, they said, you know, they want you to water stuff down. This film is not watered down, so don't think that it's watered down. This is a real film, and real life is being taken on this film, and it's going to show you that. It's going to show you everything. We ain't cutting nothing. We're keeping it the way it is here in South Central, because that's the way it is in Cleveland. That's the way it is in Chicago. And I want you to take away the message of what the film is. I don't want to tell you what you need to digest off this film, because you're going to digest it. The film going to speak for itself. Mm-hmm. I promise you. I guarantee you. And when you see this film, you're going to be like, wow, I guarantee you. That's what I expect for you to leave after you watch this film. I don't want to tell you how to feel. I want you to feel however you choose to feel.
That's good. Do you guys expect to try to get some of the universities and high schools involved?
Wow.
When you talk about, well, because I just think, you know, absolutely, you know, it should be worldwide. But I do think from where your passion and what I'm hearing from you is, I think it would be very impactful if you could get, you know what I'm saying, USC and some of the universities and some of the colleges, I mean, high schools to partner with you guys to like get everybody in their auditorium and show this film.
Focus, you are so 100% on point, my brother. When we had the screening last Saturday, we had the dean from USC and UCLA. And actually, you know, that's my tour, that my game plan is to go throughout the universities, to go to the high schools. And I'm going to be honest with you, when you watch this film, even the elementary kids need to know, because they need to see what I'm going to just say Black history is all about. It's, you know, it's the same by any state you go to. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. You know what I'm saying? You done been around, you whether you go to New York or whatever. I got brothers calling me from New York, Atlanta, all over the place. When we had the screening, brothers flew in from all over the place for the screening. And after they watched the film, they was like, wow, And the film sets you up for this United States tour, which if my game plan, and I already got approval by USC and UCLA, that's going to be the starting mark because I'm here in South Central. So we'll be more than likely, we'll set something up maybe around Juneteenth at USC. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's the game plan. But, you know, we got to handle the business aspects of things first. You know, my manager and everybody else is working on that so we can get this film to you as soon as possible. But I'm dying to come to your city. I'm dying to go to Chicago where, you know, it's lit. You know, I have no fear whatsoever of my people, and I'm coming to see my people. And that's just where it is. And I'm coming to help my people.
That's good, man. Thank you, Terry, man. Before I get you out of here, man, speak a little bit briefly more about the impact of hip hop music. You brought up Ice-T. I know you know been friends and y'all should have been your brother for well over 40 years. You said you brought up Spice One, and I can think of other artists out there, Sebo and Brother Lynch Hung, all the OGs out there who has done great music, you know, out there, you know, in Cali, Bay Area, doesn't matter. One thing that I love, and I'm going to talk specifically about Ice-T, I know gangster rap, when it first came out, had this negative connotation on it, like it was all negative. But one thing that I always appreciated about gangster rap, it told a story similar to like what you're doing right here on this documentary. These are real life things, real life issues that are happening in our community and people, and it brought awareness to everybody. So speak to the importance of being able to have hip hop and hip hop being able to be used. Cause I pray maybe a great soundtrack comes out of this too, as well, where some artists come. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's why I wanted to bring that up. You know, the soundtrack and the influence that Ice-T has had over the years with Colors and all the films and everything he's done. Just speak to that a little bit, the importance and the power of hip-hop.
Yes, sir. And I want to shout out to Chili Chill from the Lynch Mob. And you know what I'm saying? Compton's Most Wanted. All them brothers is in this film.
Okay.
This is my thing. See, that's what I was speaking on. They want to tone us down. And they really, you know, these executives want to turn your films down. They want to say, well, you guys killing up your own with this negative gangster music. We touch topics of that in this film with Spice and Ice. And this is the thing. You got to understand, it creates a lane for brothers to come up out the hood and do something productive instead of out here actually killing. You got to understand that most of these young kids out here, it's their everyday reality of life, of what they dealing with on the daily. And people can be in their houses, you know, older people, they in their houses like, those kids need to stop murdering. They need to stop selling dope. They need to stop gang banging. Okay. But just like I said, with those fathers, the ones that stand in their houses, they ain't going out there in their neighborhood and they ain't dealing with them kids. You see what I'm saying? Or giving them a lane to try to develop something productive and positive. Mm-hmm. So hip-hop music, why try to tone these kids down from speaking on what they're living?
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you ever been around therapists, therapists say you need a some way to drain off, right?
Mm-hmm.
To make yourself better. That's what a therapist will tell you. So why not let these kids drain off? Because if they rap about what's going on inside of them, they ain't out there killing nobody, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to look at it both sides. You know, in order to fix the problem, you got to look at everything, all pieces of the pie. So, okay. So now they rapping about it. Now they can take that money that they make off of that and they can create another lane, some type of business, so that they homies can be a part of that business. And now they're doing some positive things. But us older men and women, mothers and fathers, which it takes that village to raise that child, we have to mentor those kids and teach them about businesses, teach them about investments, all that. So don't get so mad about what hip hop is doing. Hip hop is stopping the killing, if you really think about it. So let them drain off. Then teach them about other lanes, avenues to help them to get to where they need to be. You know, I'm going to give you this right here. Spice One, this is just a piece of the film. Spice One, he speaks on, wow, the first rap song he ever heard was Ice-T 6 in the Morning, right? He was like, wow. He say, that brother just rapped about what I did last night. If he can do that and make money, I could do the same thing. So give me that pad and that pencil. Let me write about this there. So Ice just created a lane for Spice One. But now Spice is at home with his kids and raising his family instead of doing 50 to 60 years for murder. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
We just saved lives. And people, you know, other people, they haven't even realized that that lane saved a whole lot of lives, because if these youngsters would stay out there and wouldn't have no avenue to come up out of there by rapping, you know, what they live, then they'll be out there killing, correct? Because they have no direction. They have no guidance. But so we have to step up and we have to start mentoring them. Correct. That's
yes, the reason
why I take that whole village to raise that child.
Yeah, and shouts out to Spice One. While you were saying that, I was thinking when he dropped a project 187 Proof, and it had a song on there called "The Trigger Got No Heart."
Yeah,
and it spoke to everything when you talk about the violence. So thanks for even sharing that backstory of them. You know, Spice One being inspired by Ice-T, and that's how he even got in the rap game. I didn't even know that. Last thing I want to ask, you know, as you were going around shooting this film, were you able to go to some of the local churches and talk with some of the pastors? When you say it takes a village, I do believe there's a faith component, spiritual component that needs to be involved. Have you been able to successfully have any pastors come on board and want to be a part of what you're doing and move? And because when you talk about healing and mental health, there's a spiritual component that we need, you know, some pastors to step in and some elders and deacons of the church to help in some of these roles too, as well, with counseling and spiritual health.
Brother, we have a lot of pastors that's involved with what we're doing. Shouts out to Pastor Holly Carter. She's in the film. Pastor Cheney's in the film. We have several pastors that's in the film, and we are all working together out here. You know, the crazy thing was, we went from neighborhood to neighborhood, and you know, that was a little difficult. It had its challenges of going into different neighborhoods because, you know, you got to deal with, you got to get clearances and this and that from the community, different communities to go in. So what I'm going to tell you, when people say things can't be done, well, I'm going to tell you just like this. See, and all my associates, they laugh at me because I tell them all the time, you know, I'm a street dude, and this is a crazy thing. I'm just like you, Focus. I'm from the Midwest. I'm from a town called Spencer, Oklahoma, Green, there's Dungy area in Oklahoma City. But I've been out here in Los Angeles for 40 years. You know what I'm saying? So I tell all of them, yeah, I'm from a little town in Spencer, Oklahoma, East Spencer, Oklahoma. I say, but you know who my best friend is? My best friend is Jesus, and I go through any neighborhood. I fear no man whatsoever, because I'm going to come. I'm going to hug you, and you could shoot me. You could do whatever. I've been shot 5 times, so ain't no biggie. You know what I'm saying? I done been there, done that. So there's nothing else you can bring in front of my eyes that I haven't seen. I done been there, done that. So I'm going to come and help heal your hood, my hood, and all of them, because that's what we're going to do. You feel what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Terry. Listen, Terry, man, I appreciate you coming through, man. I'm excited for you. I can't wait for this movie to drop so everybody can see it. Listen, tell the people at least how they can follow you, connect with you on any social media platforms or your website. If you have any details where they can keep up with the details of when the movie will be released, please drop that website or social media platform.
Yeah, my thing is I'm not a computer dude, but all my people, they just type in the name of our company, film company, is called Platinum City Golden West Entertainment Films. So if you tap in on that and just tap in my name or Ice-T's name, I'm sure all kind of stuff gonna pop up, but my people have to give y'all that information because I'm not a computer guy, you know what I mean?
No worries. Yeah. do we have a website? All the details for the film be on your website too as well?
It should be on Platinum City Golden West Entertainment.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, yeah. I appreciate your time, and I'm serious. When if you guys start doing a tour and start bringing this round, if you come to Ohio, you already got it back, and I'm with you. I'll pull up and get you from the airport myself.
I'm coming with the cross on my back. I'm coming. So just remember that. We're going to talk after this because I'm coming, no doubt.
Okay, let's go. Hey, listen, Terry Carney, director of Put the Guns Down, The World Epidemic. We got to go to a quick break. We'll be right back with more. Keep it locked. You're tuning to The Fix. You know The Fix is in. Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix. And that was just that Kanye West and Jay-Z just went off with that Jail track. And, I guess, we didn't have time to report it yesterday, Dice, but we got to talk a little bit about this whole Jay-Z situation with him accepting his award, the Dr. Dre Award that just started last year. If I'm not mistaken, Dr. Dre was the first one to receive this award at the Grammys last year. So this year they honored Jay-Z with this award, and he had a lot to say. In his speech, didn't he, Dice? He had his daughter right next to him on stage, Blue Ivy, and he just had some opinions that I thought was kind of funny to me because I thought some of these opinions were said, 5-6 years ago that Kanye had said. So what was your thoughts on Jay-Z's speech after him accepting his Dr. Dre Award?
Wow. I said that he grew a backbone, not that he didn't have one, but these artists, they haven't been really saying what's on their mind. And so I just think he said what was on his mind. I feel like, I don't know if it's a little too late. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know. I'm torn. I'll be honest with you, folks. Like working hard and you're an artist, it just seemed like when people take the time to give you an award, when you get that award, I think you should be grateful that you got that award and appreciate the people that helped you to get that award. I personally don't like using time to talk about another thing when I'm being honored, if that makes any sense. I kind of feel like it's like, wow, did you really, are you appreciative of what you just got? You know what I'm saying? But I know a lot of artists use their platforms and opportunities to talk about other things. And to each his own, you know what I'm saying?
Do you think he was pressured? Do you think this was pressure from Beyonce? We know the whole Will Smith situation was kind of pressure from Jada Pinkett Smith. Do you think this was pressure from Beyonce to Jay-Z to say something?
Well, let's be honest. If he wasn't married to Beyonce, he wouldn't have said any of that. He would have just got his award and said thank you and walked on off the stage.
I agree.
It's kind of like, I'm sure... Maybe
I'm in agreement with you on that.
Pressure him, but there is pressure there. Like, for those of you who didn't watch it, you guys can definitely go back and even him quoting, I don't want to embarrass this young lady, but she has more Grammys than anyone and never won Album of the Year. So even by your own metrics, that doesn't work. And he was just talking about, it is what it is. Some people win and some people don't, but one thing you and we were talking off camera or off air, and I was like, you got to show up, and he made the same comment I made, but that's why we have to join these organizations. And when I say we, I'm talking about Christians. Like, it's time out for this oh, that's not a Christian thing. You know what I'm saying? Or, oh, they don't have enough Christian categories. Or, oh, it's like, if we want to show up for our if we're going to show up for our people and vote them into categories and then, you know, and sorry, nominate them and then hopefully get them voted to win, we have to be a part and we have to show up. But, I mean, shout out to Beyonce and definitely shout out to Jay-Z. These are like two of my number one artists, period, you know, to the end of time. But I think Beyonce has a 32. And I think you were telling me he has 25, I think 24, 25. I don't know.
Yeah. 24. But, I think.
And he's beat out, I think every rap artist at this point. So they've won enough. You know what I mean? I mean, what else you want to win? You know, I mean, at a certain point, it's like, okay, you've won everything. But I think his point was there are some things that people are just like, nah, it's some petty stuff going on over here. And you guys need to fix that. Especially when people go really hard and create great art, you know? And I'll be real with you. There was a lot of great art created. But I think that Lemonade project, it's funny that this was brought up because I'm sitting here like, I love Lemonade, but there were some things on Lemonade that were definitely demonic. So don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to get into it, but I'm just saying, you know? I think that was just their love album, you know, and I think he felt the type of way about it, to be honest. You know,
yeah. Yeah, so. I get it. I still think Dangerous in Love was Beyonce's best solo work to this day, yeah. At least in my opinion. Like, it was a real R&B yeah. album. It had some great feel to it outside of what she did with Destiny yeah. Child yeah. as well. So, yeah, and they walked right out afterwards. So he got his award. He said what he had to say, and they ain't answer no questions. Dice, they was on the first thing smoking.
Well, I mean,
out that
door. What you say, you know. Oh, trust me, it's gonna be some people in the room who got questions. You know, and you ain't gonna be able to walk away. Like, if they would have stayed, it would have been a whole bunch of controversy. We know that, especially after you take up for your wife, who, I mean, she's like the number one artist in the world, other than Taylor Swift. Like, those two are like neck and neck, seriously. So. I mean, it's like, whew, yeah, you're going to have to leave for a couple reasons now. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I mean, you know, trust me, it's going to be some shade thrown. You know, that's why I'm like, I get it. But I think he wanted to show his wife he loved her. And I think that's fine. Yeah. You know, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. But I don't know.
I wish he wouldn't have talked about Kanye when he did it. Yeah. I know Kanye yeah. was extreme and yeah. went all on yeah, stage and took the mic away from Taylor Swift. But, you know, yeah, I just being honest, like, yeah, that wasn't even hit. Yeah, Kanye, I mean, Kanye ain't married to Beyonce. Like, yeah, what are we talking about?
You know, like I'm saying, the call out is towards the machine. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I was like, you have to, you know, you have to be in there to have any form of control. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's why you gotta be in there. And then your friends gotta have your back. Your friends gotta have your back too, because it's not just one person voting. Like, it's way more people voting. You know, it's people that pay their money each year. I said this off air. I'm like, yeah, the people that's paying their money get the say. You know, so yeah, that's mm-hmm. why, you know, we can't be afraid of money either in the body. Like, you need some rich friends. You heard me say it. You need rich friends, okay? Period. Don't sit up here and act like money. No, the money is not the root of all. It's the love of money that is the evil Facts. Thing. So it's like, you know, having money ain't nothing evil about that. And I pray to God that God gives me all the money that He ever want to give me. I will be a good steward, Lord. You know I will. So will God.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely. It's coming.
Yeah, but yeah. I, you know. It is what it is, but I don't know. I don't know. I just think when you're going to get an award, just get that award, be grateful that you got that award, and walk away. I don't know. That's how I feel.
Well, on the flip side of somebody receiving an award, we know Taylor Swift, of course, Album of the Year. She won again. I think she broke the record. What, the first time to win the four straight consecutive albums of the year in a row, if I'm not mistaken.
I saw her jump into a pool on stage. Listen, she was in these streets yeah. now. She can't, trust me, it's crazy how those two, I mean, they're just dominating the world right now, these two ladies. The ladies are running it. Beyonce and Taylor Swift, they were just running. All they need to do now is do a song together. That's it.
Yeah. Well, what I was surprised and I thought was brilliant, she promoted her new album saying it's coming soon. So she got up there and said, yeah, thank you for everybody, but also been wanting to say this. Yeah, album dropping real soon. So Listen, you can't tell me that ain't no smart promo. Millions of people watching the biggest thing in music.
Listen, I wasn't on stage, but I showed put a post on Instagram the other day. I didn't say I'm coming soon, but I was like in the studio working on music. Like, I'm about to use whatever I got to promo my next thing. But no, congratulations to all the winners. And like I said, love Beyonce, love Jay-Z. But I just think that you don't have to criticize things publicly if you're working on changing them privately. Just you know what I'm saying? I don't know. It just is weird to me. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll keep up. We'll keep you all up to date with all the details on that. And, I just want to make sure. Yeah, I did say that right. Taylor Swift does have 4 Album of the Year Grammys. So, I believe 4 years in a row. And I believe that's some type of record. I believe it is just for that particular category. All right, coming up, listen, yeah, we said that, but you need to strap up. Going to tell somebody coming up. The Real Talk conversation is about to go down, and we're about to talk about it. The devil made me do it, huh? Keep it locked. You're tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Yes, sir. You're tuned back into The Fix. Your source of faith, the future, hip-hop, R&B, and poetry, DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. Wow. It's time for the Real Talk conversation. Hey, come on, Dice. I heard you talking about the devil in them or something. What's going on? The devil made you do it?
You know what? Today is the first day that I'm going to defend the devil. Like, today is the first day. I ain't on his team, but I'm going to defend him from y'all lying behind Christians where you want to blame everything on the devil. So it just gets frustrating for me. Like, you know, why are we blaming the devil for everything? Some stuff y'all need to start owning.
He made me do it.
He's not making nobody do nothing. Like, this is so crazy. I know he probably get irritated, like, ooh, these Christians make me sick. We probably work his nerve. I mean, as he's working our nerve, but just, you know, like when people are late somewhere and they knew they had to be there yesterday.
That is the devil, though, Dice.
That ain't the devil.
Them five cars on the freeway in front of me riding like it was Sunday. No. It's Tuesday. No, push the foot.
Ain't the devil. We got to talk about it. I mean, it's just call you leave early. Set yourself up well. Like, leave early, especially if you know you got to go somewhere at 5 o'clock in traffic. It ain't the devil. It would be you. It would be you who just did not plan. So I just wanted to bring this up today. Like, we blame the devil too much for stuff. And it's like, okay. You know, we always talk about health and being overweight or having high blood or, you know, diabetes and stuff like that. And then you act like you've been, you know, eating right your whole life and exercising and going to the gym every day. And then you're like, oh, it's the devil. When you gotta, you know, take a pill or take a shot. It ain't the devil. So it's like, I just want us to stop lying so much. Like, own what you need to own, and then whatever the devil did do, we can put that on him. We can put that on him. But there are some things that ain't the devil. You know, when people call you and ask you for the money that you borrowed, 6 months ago, that ain't the devil. It ain't the devil. It ain't the devil's fault you don't have it. You shouldn't have said you would have it in 6 months. So when somebody asks for their money back, they need their money. So I just figured we need to talk about this because
it's too much.
Too many Christian victims. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? It's funny you bring this topic up. This is a great topic. Thank you for bringing this up. And because for a long time, I was one of these people. Let's be very clear.
Oh, Lord.
I used to, I can be real. See, y'all ain't going to be real. Yes. I'm going to get free. I used to be one of these people until I understood what power the devil actually possessed. Because that was a thing for a long time where, again, spiritual maturity, not understanding, what's happening and what is. So I used to blame the devil for everything. Absolutely. The devil knew I was trying to, you know what I'm saying, get that girl. And Lord help me. Yeah. Well, that was the devil that stopped that, blocked that. Blocked my blessing. I thought that was a blessing. And the devil done blocked my blessing. Same way. I used to be running a little late. Shouts out to all the people that's about 5 minutes late. I was consistent about 5 minutes late, just 5 minutes late. And it was that one car in front of me. I promise you, I would get on the same street, the same road. It's a one-way, Dice. I can't go around it. Now, that's when you know, just like, this is the devil. No, because I can't. And it's not two lanes. It's one lane. You know I got to hit this clock before the 7 minute after mark, so I don't get no point. Lord help me. Click, get out my. It's 4:30 in the morning. Can you move out the way? Move out my way? So yes, I used to be one of these people that used to blame the devil for every single thing. And yes, I think it just comes with spiritual maturity, Dice. I think a lot of people have not really taken a spiritual growth to a new level and understanding, like you said, what is the devil really doing and what's on you. And we talked about it, you know, yesterday when you talk about personal development.
Yeah.
That might be on the personal development list.
Hey, might be. I mean, cause, yeah, I think we could add it on there because it's like you hear a lot of, even with relationships. It's like,
Don't say that relationship word.
I'm saying both of y'all was supposed to both have half of y'all rent a piece so you could pay your rent. And so the other person didn't have their money. Okay. But you sat there and watched the other person buy everything for the house they weren't supposed to buy. So it's like, oh, it's just the devil, you know, messing with me and my finances. It's like, no, it's you. You should have spoke up and been like, hey, I need you to go take that laptop you just bought back. Cause I already know, like, if we don't pay our rent first, we can't just be out here buying new electronics for no reason when you already got another laptop. So I'm just throwing it out there. I'm like, everything ain't the devil. Sometimes it's a choice that you are making. And I'm subject to this. Listen, I'll be real with you. I have forgotten to pay a bill. A light went off and I think I ain't nothing but the devil. It ain't the devil. I forgot to pay the electricity bill.
Right.
I absolutely forgot it. But I'd rather blame the devil than saying, why don't you put it on auto draft or write it on the calendar dice instead of now everybody in here in the dark and now you scrambling to try to get the people come back out and turn the thing on and you're embarrassed, you know, and it's frustrating. So it's not the devil. It's like you just need to own, oh, I made a mistake. I should have paid that bill first when I got paid last time. I didn't. And now anybody got no lights, can't see nothing, lighting candles. So everything ain't the devil. And I kind of feel like, you know what? We're going to have to own a few things here. And that's super important. Like when people get caught cheating, it ain't the devil. The devil, you went and did what you wanted to do. I said it. You went and did what you wanted to do. The devil didn't make you go through with anything. He suggested you can do some things, but it's up to you to say no. So it ain't about the devil in your relationship. I'll be real with you. Like, I just, when we can make the choice, you need to leave the devil out of it. Okay. I'm for real.
It's hard though. It's hard because, you know, the devil done sent that chocolate Tyrone my way. And he know I like that tall chocolate thing. That was the devil. That was the devil sent that. You know, that's what they, you know, that's what they say. Listen, Keisha came down and Keisha smelled so good. Lord help me. And she had on that little skirt and Lord, and she made sure she dropped the pen too. Lord, she dropped the pen and she had to pick the pen up. That was the devil.
Jesus made me strong enough to where I resisted her. Like, you know, we're supposed to resist. That's what the Bible says. We're supposed to resist it. We're not supposed to go back and forth and entertain these things. The Bible says if we resist the devil, he will flee. So if it is the devil, the only thing we have to do is resist. We just don't give in to the foolery. But when you give in to the foolery, that's you giving in. You gave in. Well, devil has no power or control of us. And I think that as
that's good.
The body of Christ, we don't teach that enough across the pulpit. It's almost like you're pitting God against the devil and they're not equal by any means and on any level. You know, the devil is powerless unless we fall for the trick. So it's like you have to really start teaching that a little bit more. All y'all, pastors, bishops, apostles, everybody all across the world, the devil's powerless. And you need to get used to saying that the devil is powerless. And even when you have a situation where you're like, I think I'm being tempted right now. You can be tempted. Jesus was tempted 40 days, 39 days at a time. Sorry. Tempted. It's okay. But you don't give in. You resist the devil, rebuke the devil and go on about your business. But if you fall for it, that's on you.
Well, that's how the accountability shout. Yeah. Listen, I was about to bring that up. When you get a chance, read James 1. 13 and it, 1:13 through 14, and it just talks about you really holding yourself responsible and stop blaming the devil and making excuses for your own actions. Yeah, you just might, you know, need to, you know, handle some things on your own and like you say, hold yourself accountable and
Please flee from it.
Resist that temptation. Flee from that temptation. The Bible is clear about running from that temptation.
Yeah, that's real. If I keep blaming the devil, focus, when do I have to work on anything?
Oh, wow. Listen, stay right there. Listen. Yeah, as y'all see,
ain't gotta work on
nothing. The devil made me do it. We got to go to a break. We coming right back with more. Keep it locked. You tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
And we're back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble.
Yeah.
Real talk conversation. If y'all just joining in, yeah, we having a little fun today talking about the devil made me do it. And it's funny, we were on break, Dice, and in my head, Shouts out to all my old school 70s and 80s, pimp movie watchers, because these were pimp movies, whether y'all receive it or not. Movies like, The Mac and Dolomite. So, yeah, Dolomite popped in my head. The one song, Petey Wee Straw, the devil's son-in-law.
<My goodness.
laughs> Shouts out to all my OGs who really know. Yeah, it's an old player that was still wearing furs and still got that dive hat on and know everything about that, the pink fur. So, yes, we're talking about The Devil Made Me Do It. We talked a little bit about accountability. We've talked a lot about accountability, let's be very clear. I want to touch base on that, before we talk about spiritual warfare dice.
Go ahead. Free will
of controlling temptation. I think that's a part that's hard for a lot of believers when you talk about, we have so many falls in the church. Mm-hmm. You got the leaders, the church leaders sleeping around and committing adultery. And, you got the youth that are, backsliding a little bit and, starting to do drugs and pop pills and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's that free will that sometimes mess us up. We are free moral agents. We can do whatever we want to do. But I think some of us just need to understand the balance and understanding spiritual control. And that goes into that spiritual warfare dice. You brought up a very key point. We were talking in a conversation before, and you were just bringing up the fact that we need more believers in spaces praying on site.
When you
see something, you brought up the example of something. You said you were on a trip. You said you were on a mission trip.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and tell the people the story.
Yeah, no, quickly, on a mission trip in Haiti, Bayonne, and yes, there is some voodoo going on there, and outside of one of the voodoo priests' home was a tree. It was a rather large tree, and people like pray and believe that this tree is like an evil tree, or it's a part of their whole voodoo tradition, and it had like black birds flying and landing in the tree. And long story short, I'm checking out the scene, and I'm like ready to go over here and figure out what's going on. And people said, hey, don't need to go over there because, that's an evil tree. And I said, who made the tree? Sorry. Who made the tree? Jesus made the tree. So it's like, if I know that this is a tree that God made, you don't get to call it an evil tree. You know what I'm saying? And those birds, God made those birds. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we got to stop putting all this energy into things that we can continue to call holy and that God made. You know what I'm saying? Like, birds don't get to have a tree and make it evil. People don't get to pray over this tree and make it evil. You know what I'm saying? Like, that tree was called a tree a long time ago. And it's like, it is a tree and it was designed to grow and to give off oxygen so that I can inhale that oxygen and in return push out my carbon. So it's like, we out here making things be evil that aren't evil. We're making things seem evil that aren't evil. And you have all this folklore and we're creating these stories. And now you've scared the whole community. Now every time they walk by the tree, everybody's afraid because even the Christians are telling the story of a tree being evil. And here's the deal. Some trees do look funny and weird, but I'll be real with you. We have all the power in heaven and earth. It was given to us. So it's like we can't continue to walk in fear. And that's all I'm trying to say about the devil made me do it type of thing. It's like, okay, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So what are we not doing? In Christ, we're more than conquerors. We can pray and heal the sick. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're dead to our sins. So it's like, stop saying the devil made you do it. So it's like, we follow God, we follow Christ, we choose him. And that's what I'm saying. Yes, you may be tempted by the devil. You may be tempted to believe a story. Especially with the gossipers in church. Y'all might be tempted to believe something to happen, but you know what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to go see if that thing is true. Go to your brother or your sister. Tell them what your concern is. You know what I'm saying? If you wrong them, ask for forgiveness. Like, stop with this hypothetical, oh, I know he over there talking about such and such, or I know she over there talking about, oh, look at him talking. I know they just talking about probably what I had on. You don't know. And so stop. Yeah. You're inviting the devil. You're inviting that spirit of contingency. You are that spirit of contingency. All this hypothetical, what if? I know they probably are plotting. You don't know nothing. Okay. So the devil's not making you do anything. But if you stay in your head with that, you'll turn around and do, create some type of, I don't know, incident and get your brother or your sister or set them up to fail because you on the inside are just insecure. So that's why I'm like, don't fall for the suggestions of the enemy and the things that he says that aren't true. And so we got to get back to what we know. God is the God of everything. God is the God of the universe. God is the God of us. You know, Christ is the Lord and Savior of our lives. You know what I'm saying? We have all the power in our hands and in our tongues. So it's like we have to start confessing things differently. And so we can't be like this. You know, we're a horrible example for the world if we say, well, God hasn't delivered me from this yet. What? No, you have not chosen to lay that thing down at the cross and allow the Lord to work on you yet. Like, let's start saying what it truly is. Oh, the devil made me. Oh, it ain't nothing but the devil's suggestion. I stop at Krispy Kreme every day. No, drive another way. Please go to work another way. Like, if you know that Krispy Kreme is there and you got a weakness, go. Take the other route.
That light get you in trouble. That light to get you in trouble.
Listen, until you're strong enough to drive by that Krispy Kreme, go another direction. Until you're, and here's the thing, put the block on your phone, all y'all who got these old people calling y'all and jumping, you know, like into your phone and your DMs and stuff like that. Block them. Don't be like, I ain't nothing but the devil. Well, guess what? They wouldn't be able to contact you unless you still had their phone number. So it's like, I'm just saying we do things and then try to blame the enemy. And it's ridiculous. Paying bills late. That's my number one, because that's the area where I'll be like, man, I forgot. Like, I have so much on my mind. So now I set my reminders on my phone, on my calendar. I write it down. You know, it's everywhere, because I'm like, I can't be blaming the devil for distracting me or I'm so busy. Ain't nothing. But no, Dice, just do what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. What did we talk about? You know, you got the money, fix it. So we have to grow. That's the thing. That's the running theme, it seems like, you know, this week with us, is like God has an expectation that we will grow as individuals in our spirituality, in our actions, and don't let our hearts deceive us, because that's what the Bible says. Our own hearts will deceive us and we will believe what is wrong to be right and vice versa. So it's like we got to continue to seek the Lord and rebuke the devil. And that's my rant for today.
No, that was good. And we do need to seek the devil. That's the problem. We're not seeking him on a higher level. Seek the Lord. Forgive me. Yeah. Flee from the devil. Forgive me. Flee from the devil and seek God on a higher level. Yeah. And that's why y'all keep blaming the devil for all these things happening in your life.
That's
No. Getting better this year. We're getting better this year.
We're going to get super better. And listen, shout out to all of you who are going through something physically, because, you know, I was at the doctor the other day and I had a lady, she was assisting me. She was still kind of stuck in a situation. She had to come down with something. I guess she got something 7 years ago. And she said, I'm still like feeling like this. Why? And, you know, we don't know why. You know, things happen to us genetically. Some of us just get it passed down to us, you know, where we didn't pick it. But you know what? God is faithful to get us through this life, you know, and we will live a very prosperous life, a productive life, a on-purpose life. And so it's like we can't just keep blaming the devil. You know what I'm saying? Like, our parents got together, made us, and boom, here we are. And sometimes we just get things or things happen, or, you know, we have a challenge. But I'm just saying, like, every way we've been set up is for our good, and God is going to use it for good. And so that's all I'm trying to say. Like, if the devil's messing with you, please rebuke him, you know, but we can't keep blaming everything on him. That's all I want to say about that.
The devil made me do it. The devil made me do it.
Did he though? Did he?
No, he did. He did. Listen, that's it. We got to go to a break. Keep it locked. We got much more. You're tapping to The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Yes, sir. Shouts out to our sis, the queen of urban gospel, Corinne Hawthorne. That's that Cut Them Off. Listen, On God dropped this Friday. Y'all better run them numbers up. Stop playing with my little sis. She's been working on this project for a little bit. I'm excited because I know this thing is fire. So shouts out to you, Corinne. We got to get you back on now because we got a whole project we got to talk about. I already know it's a bunch of little R&B, little bangers on that thing, because it's Cut Them Off. This is real. This is relationship ready. This is talking about toxic relationships. Mm-hmm. This is talking about how you need a better relationship with your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, so that your vision ain't getting blurry and you're making bad decisions in your relationship. So, definitely check that. Cut Them Off. If that's your first edition, go on and download that thing and get that in your rotation. Shouts out to everybody who's working on getting out of these toxic relationships too as well in 2024. It's a new year. Mm-hmm. And you need to leave Butch and you need to leave Keisha alone. They don't mean you no good. Y'all ain't doing good now. you know, y'all don't want to seek no counseling. Y'all don't want to get Jesus involved. And y'all keep cussing and fussing and all this domestic situations. No, it's a lot of them out here, Dice. So I'm trying to tell them it's time to walk away. It's time to turn over a new leaf. Again, hold yourself 1% accountable for your actions. Mm. And yeah, if you don't have somebody willing to work on things and you are not willing to work on yourself, y'all need to go. Y'all need to go your separate ways now. Go your separate ways. Stop it. We need to stop having all these toxic relationships and all these police phone calls. And yeah, it's a lot of situations out here, Dice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, shouts out to the real churches that really have real situations, Ike and Tina situations. So yeah, it's still going on. Yeah, I'm just saying that, you know, that was Ike and Tina was in the 70s and 60s. It's still going on to this day, Dice. Mm-hmm. We're in 2024. Mm-hmm. We're in 2024.
Ain't got time for that. Not at all. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know what? Today we have some birthdays going on. Listen, shout out to all the birthdays. February 6th, shout out to you. If today is your birthday, I hope you thank God that God woke you up today, but I'm really hoping that you actually celebrate. I hope you get some cake too. Eat some cake for me. Okay. Cake and ice cream. Like, just mix it together in a bowl and enjoy your day. But listen, the superstar who sang No Woman No Cry, Could You Be Loved, Get Up, Stand Up, and the redemption song Rest in Power, Bob Marley, his birthday is today. Rick Astley, he's 57 years old, pop singer, his birthday is today. Tinashe, her name is she's an R&B singer. She's 30 years old and she's actually on TikTok, folks. I don't know if you follow her. Let's see. We had another big birthday for y'all. Babe Ruth, his birthday is today. One of the greatest baseball players in the world. He won 7 World Series championships, 12 American League home run titles, 6 other titles, man. He played for the New York Yankees from 1920 to 1934. And then after that, the Boston Red Sox end up trading him. But let's see. Happy birthday to Jada Williams. I know you know who she is, basketball player. Her birthday is today. Shout out to Kansas City, Missouri. She's a point guard who plays for the Blue Springs. And listen, y'all have a great day if today's your birthday. Like I said, enjoy it. It's a beautiful day. It's kind of warm out too, so.
Yeah, everybody enjoy your birthday. And shouts out to everybody who wants to go see that Bob Marley movie. One Love actually drops next week, February 14th. Nice. So if you do not know the history and the story of Bob Marley, maybe go check out One Love and catch up on he is
one of the greatest.
He is pretty much like the Jamaican Michael Jackson.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. There's certain people, you know, you say Michael Jackson, you say Prince, you say Bob Marley. They just in their own space, their own lane. Stevie Wonder. I can go down the list. Like, it's certain people that you say. But yeah, definitely for anybody who wants to, I say, One Love does come out February 14th in movie theaters everywhere.
Now, in entertainment, though, you do have, and maybe you've seen this, Barbershop 2, Back in Business. It was released in 2004. On this day. And then Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, shout out to all you Power Rangers watchers. And SpongeBob the movie, Sponge Out of the Water, released in 2015. So those things were dropped on this day. Yeah, so happy birthday to y'all movies.
Yeah, Barbershop was pretty funny. Those were pretty good movies. And they were clean. It was clean comedy too as well. Shouts out to everybody who making clean comedy where the whole family can sit down again. I need more of that out of y'all. Mm-hmm. Come on. You got little kids and you got grandbabies around. Sometimes, you ain't got to have all that cussing and fussing every single
movie. Maybe I'll go watch that Barbershop too, because that thing's got Ice Cube, Kiki Palmer, Kenan Thompson, Regina Hall, Cedric the Entertainer, Garcelle Bouvet. Like, this thing is Michael Ealy. Is in there. Avant, Eve, JB Smoove is in there. Like, this movie was jam-packed full of superstars and, just heavy hitters in there. So, yeah, there you go. Get you some Froyo and go watch a movie.
Listen, Garcia, that's my guy. That's Dinka. Dinka. It's okay. It's okay. When Eve came and threw the roses on the ground, it's okay. Awesome. Oh my goodness. Listen, coming up, we got some more. We got to go to a quick break, though, but keep it locked. You're tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Who is this King of Glory? Jehovah, strong and mighty. Yahweh, mighty in battle. Who is it who goes before you? The Lord, strong and mighty in battle. Mightier than any man. God goes before you, clearing the way, making sure your enemies are aware that he sent you. You are on a mission. Your right-hand man goes before you, chopping off enemies' heads. Yes, your great God rises up against anyone for your benefit. Your king goes before you, making any crooked path straight. Your king goes before you like a consuming fire, ready to bring down what is trying to set you up. Be strong and courageous, knowing your God is with you. Do not be afraid or dismayed. Your God is with you. Trouble will need to step aside when you walk through, and anyone who wants to doubt God's purpose in your life will get to contend with God. If you ever feel the need to run, run into your Father's arms, for he is your refuge. The Lord saves and always protects you. The Lord casts out wickedness and brings in a fresh wind so you can breathe. Who is this king? Who is this king of glory? Who is this king who curses those who curses you? Who is this king who blesses those who blesses you? No, your adversaries won't overtake you. Watch God work on your behalf. No, don't you fear when your adversaries are in the midst. It is God, the King, who fights for you. Who is this King of glory? Jehovah, strong and mighty. Yahweh, mighty in battle. Who is it who goes before you? The Lord, strong and mighty, mighty in battle. I'm Dice Gamble, and this has been your Quick Fix.
Yes, sir. Shouts out to our brother, Caleb Gordon. That's a certified banger right there. When I tell you, he's been making some great music, mm-hmm. and we got to get him on, Dice. I know we've been wanting to talk with Caleb Gordon. Shouts out to you, Caleb, if you're listening. Yeah, come on, man. You got so much music we got to talk about. Mm-hmm. We're going to definitely get him on. But that's it for today, Dice. You went ahead and put that thing to rest. Talking about the devil made me do it, huh?
That ain't stop lying. And here's the thing, we don't care nothing about the devil around these parts. We really, really don't. But y'all need to quit lying on the devil. Down. Yeah, if you did something for real, go ahead and say that. But y'all just we got to stop playing victim, and trying to blame somebody else. I think we do it way too much in the body. Like, just admit you did it. I lied. I cussed him out. Yeah, I did that. I took that. I know it wasn't. Just say what it is. Like, quit blaming the devil. Oh, well, the enemy always trying to cause confusion. No, you always trying to cause confusion. Every time somebody call you on the telephone, that's what my grandma said. She used to call it a telephone. Not telephone, but just telephone. Too much going on. So, we can get better. And that's the goal. Is for us to get better and realize if we're the issue, we're going to work on us. That's what we're doing this year. 2024, we are working on ourselves this year. And every single day, you guys need to be tapped into us because we're giving you tips. I mean, just straight up outlines and notes upon notes of how to get better. And we're not the best, but trust me, we've been through so much. We could definitely help some of y'all. Mm-hmm. Help some of y'all out. So yeah, that was good. That's good. The devil made me do it.
Devil made me do it. Yeah, shouts out to as well Terry Carney coming on and sharing this epic film, Put the Guns Down, that speaks about everything gun violence, speaks about mental health, speaks about gang community, trying to get them better in a lot of different areas. So we're excited. No official date has been announced yet for the release of this movie. Mm-hmm. I know they had a private special screening a couple of weeks ago. So that thing was amazing. Mm-hmm. I think it's packed and sold out. But we're hoping that the masses pick this up, that this goes into the movie theaters. I pray too as well that it goes to colleges as well as high schools. I think it's even on the, let's be very clear, a lot of the high school kids, depending on the area. Listen, Dice, you out there in Chicago, yeah. I know a lot of the young up-and-coming adults, young adults in high school and in college could really benefit from watching a movie like this, a documentary like this. And maybe, again, everybody's not going to change, but I think it might open some eyes on the impact that we're doing when you talk about our communities. And again, I am charging the men. Listen, shout out to the men who are really trying to go around and learn your neighborhood, learn the kids that are in the neighborhood, your neighbors, and make sure you're involved. It's your community, especially if you have a house and you pay taxes. I ask questions. I knock on doors and introduce myself. Yeah. Hey, how you doing? Absolutely. I come back. No problem. You're not dressed yet. I'll come back. You'll have to talk to me eventually because you live two houses down from me, and I'm trying to figure out who in this house. So I need to know what I need to look for when somebody come out, two houses down out the dough dice and be coming in my driveway. I'm like, all right. I've been whistling to my wife. Make that whistle. Throw down the big one, baby. You throw the big one down. You hold the little one. If somebody gets to the top of them stairs, I promise you, let the whole thing go. Don't even think about it.
I know.
I'm going out to have a conversation in the yard. But that's real. I'm saying that in all seriously. And I said that because, of course, the movie's about gun violence. So that was a joke.
No.
Don't y'all take that and run with that.
Good. Absolutely. No,
let's do the right thing. Anybody who is, again, if you have a concealed weapon license and you did everything right, listen, use wisdom when you pull your weapon. Yeah. Let's be very clear. Don't just pull your weapon just to pull it. I never just pull mine just to pull mine. No, that's not what we do. I have no other option if I pull that thing. Because anybody know me, I'm a pretty big dude, so I can take some lumps. So if I can just, lump a joker up real quick or get these hands around a joker's neck and lift them off the air, in the air a little bit, about two feet up. Shouts out to my old choke slam. Yeah, it's a whole other day. We used to choke slam a joker. And leave them there, let them think about it. So yeah, if I have to defend myself, I'd rather throw my fist. But if we make it, it ain't a fist fight. Don't think I'm going to sit there and have my fist up and you got an Uzi out of me. Yeah, the devil is a lie. I will retreat. That's when you retreat and go get your thing.
That's funny.
I ain't dumb now. Wisdom tells me now. I can't beat them bullets. But we're definitely excited about this film, and we're definitely pushing for Terry as well as Ice-T. Ice-T is a producer on this, and also too as well. Shouts out to Dr. Holly Carter is a part of this film too as well. So we got a lot of important people that are a part of this film, and this film is going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited. All right, we got to get out of here. Did you see we had reported about Killer Mike Dice? Did you see that was a little misdemeanor charge they was trying to hold him on? I mean, the man had a great night. This is probably the best night of his life. He gets 3 Grammys, and somebody blew the whistle on him and called the popos because he was in L.A. finally. And I guess this was a club or something that he had an altercation in some months back with somebody, and they didn't call the popo on his night, trying to mess his night up. I'll be honest with you. I didn't like that Dice. I didn't really like that.
Well, I think people, one, thought it may have been a publicity stunt because of how it happened. It was just a weird thing. And then, two, I was like, ooh, that's that deep. That's super that D1. Weird. That's that D1 Louisiana voodoo coming on you. You should have kept your mouth off that man of God. Like, I'm trying to tell you, like, what you do comes back to you in this life or the next. That's definitely what my grandmother would say. It's like, what you do comes back to you. So whatever you put out there, you just be ready. It comes back, and you don't know how it's going to come back. You don't know which way it comes back to bite you, And the Bible's very clear. Don't put your mouth on a man or woman of God. So that was my first thought. I'll be honest with you. I was like, I don't know what he did, but I feel like maybe he was talking too much trash to D1. I'm for real. I mean, it's unfortunate that they wanted to kind of dim his light on that day. But, Bible's clear. We ain't going to be able to run from any type of judgment that God want to put on us. So, yeah. Regardless, but it's unfortunate, but it's over now. What do you say? 40 minutes he was out.
Yeah, gone. Gone.
He didn't have to check nothing in. He's probably just sitting there, just in the car.
yeah, and he's a smart dude, so I know he got a little change in his pocket. So he's gonna pay that little fine and go on buggy bit. Now here's the thing though, shouts out to you, Killer Mike, if you happen to be listening to us right now. Do the right thing now, because they got the eyes right on you now. Yeah. Don't go out and get into no other things. Just walk away. Joker talking all foxy to you and stuff. Just walk away, because they trying to get multiple cases on
you
now.
They do.
So now they can't keep you. So don't don't take the bait now. That's the bait now. Once you get off and you pay your little change,
go on about your business.
Again, Yeah, yeah, you got people that can handle this stuff. Yeah, you have some security with you at all times, or have some people that can, you know, yoke you up and throw you in the car. Yeah, I want friends like that around me. Yeah. I get to tripping.
Right.
I need somebody to yoke me up and put me in a car and send me back to my hotel or back to my wife.
Go home.
Yeah, right, say, right, go home.
Right.
Say, go home.
He's better at home. Yeah.
Go home.
Go home. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it will be. Absolutely. Yeah. All right, y'all. That's it. We love y'all. Listen, go out and have a great day. Continue to show the love of Christ, because that's what Christ will want you to do. As always, remember to stay focused on turning your negative into a positive. Jesus Christ is always the answer. Kingdom advancement should always be the goal. The fix is in. We out.
Peace, y'all.